Marshfield closing the books on yet another year, and joining us now with a look back on 2021 is Town Administrator Michael Maresco. Mr. Maresco, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan, and Happy New Year to you for a happy, healthy, and safe 2022.
And likewise to you as well. So as you look back on this year, what would you say were some of the biggest challenges the town faced?
Well, I think some of the biggest challenges for not only the town of Marshfield, but for, you know, everyone, was COVID. COVID was the dominant issue on dealing with it, you know, face masks, you know, keeping people healthy, keeping people working, keeping the vital operations of public safety, fire, police, and ambulance operating all during the effects of COVID.
And what do you think some of the biggest accomplishments were?
Oh, we had a, you know, we had a whole bunch from starting in January. We had the groundbreaking of the COA. We had the clinic open at the fairgrounds, the drive-through clinic for the vaccine. We had police groundbreaking in April. We hired a new fire chief in April. We had the town elections. We gave our 50,000 shot at the vaccine clinic in May. We had a diversity celebration at the Boys and Girls Club. We had, you know, we saw the return of the Marshfield Fair, and we saw the return of the Levitate concert. The return of the Open It Awareness event at Harbor Park in August. And then, of course, a lot of the towns in the South Shore, we were dealing with the issue of the Coast Guard in the federal government trying to remove the Coast Guard from Scituate that provides first responders for a lot of ocean issues, helping our local harbor masters. And then, you know, we saw the return of the clinic back in the end of October. We opened as a booster clinic where we're doing about 1,000 boosters per day right now. We saw the return of the Veterans Day parade. We had the ribbon cutting at the new Veterans House and Santa at the town pier and all the holiday festivities back.
And what do you see as being some of the big goals for 2022?
Well, I think some of the big goals, you know, just basically dealing with COVID-19 and how it will continue to affect the workplace. I know in Marshfield, we'll be breaking ground very shortly on the new DPW building that will be built up at their complex. We'll be finishing the police station, and we'll be having a grand opening of the Council on Aging. We got a seawall being built in Grant Rock right now, and you know, we'll continue to deal with issues like coastal resiliency and beach nourishment and, you know, access to all of our beautiful trails.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. And once again, all the best in 2022.
Likewise. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.